The Georgia Radio Reading Service now presents your Disability Rights Independent Living Update for January 2017.
Here are some elements from ADAPT's open letter to President-elect Trump. The disability community is a diverse community made up of people from different races, faiths, political beliefs, and backgrounds. Our community is the only inevitable minority. If a person lives long enough, they will eventually become disabled. Therefore, our interests are not partisan, but human. Not political, but practical. We want all people with disabilities to enjoy the rights and opportunities that make America great and to have better, brighter futures for ourselves and our families. It is our hope that under your presidency, the disability community will partake in a more equal share of the prosperity and freedom that is the promise of America. Accordingly, we ask for your support with some critically important policies which affect our community and our daily lives. Protect our freedom and liberty. The Constitution guarantees that Americans have the right to live in freedom, but disabled Americans have never enjoyed that constitutionally protected right, because in many states and for many years, the services that disabled people rely on are only available in institutions. Protect our lives. At present, there are efforts to legalize physician-assisted suicide. The disability community is strongly opposed to this policy change, which will open the door for people with disabilities to have their lives ended by mistake, coercion, or abuse. We are counting on you as president to refuse to sign any legislation making assisted suicide legal. Assure access to vital health care services. You have called for repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act and for reforming Medicaid. Whatever form that repeal, replacement, and reform may take, the disability community strongly urges you to consider that many of our lives literally depend on services provided and paid for through Medicaid or on benefits guaranteed through the ACA. Protecting these services for people with disabilities is critical to ensuring that America does not let our elderly and disabled citizens suffer and die of neglect. Eliminate discriminatory ableist standards in the federal labor law. Many in the disability community have been denied the right to receive a fair wage for our work because of an exemption to federal law allows certain organizations to pay people with disabilities less than the federal minimum wage. In the 2016 party platforms, both the Republican and Democratic parties called for the repeal of this exemption, Section 14C of the Fair Labor Standards Act. Protect the rights of Americans with disabilities. In the 26 years since the Americans with Disability Act was passed, there have been multiple attempts to repeal or restrict the equality which the ADA ensures for our community. One of those attempts is likely to return in the next Congress under the name ADA Education and Reform Act. This bill obstructs the protections afforded people with disabilities under the ADA by imposing additional notice requirements. For more information, you can contact www.adapt.org. Disability Rights is an update on the who, what, where, when, and how of advocating for your rights, brought to you by Disability Link. If you need to contact Disability Link, please call 1-800-239-2507 or visit www.disabilitylink.org. For the Georgia Radio Reading Service, I'm Linda Pogue.